I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life.
Well, once again, I welcome you to It's a Good Life. Today, we continue our study in the book of Romans in chapter 3. Now, let me remind you that you can receive a free transcript of this program and others of It's a Good Life by writing me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. That's Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Or you can look at our website, lrwm.org, lrwm.org. On the website, you could download transcripts of this program. And once again, you can write to me, and I'll be glad to send you free of charge transcripts of It's a Good Life. Today, we're in our study number 17 of the book of Romans, and we're just in chapter 3, but we're getting ready to go into chapter 4, and I believe that the foundation is very important, and that's the reason we're spending time in the book of Romans, and we're in chapter 3 now. Now, last time, we went through a few verses, beginning with verse 21 of chapter 3. It says, "But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now, we begin our study today with verse 24. "Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Being justified freely. Justified means to be declared righteous, pronounced righteous. It's a judicial term. God sees me as if I have never sinned. That's because I've trusted Jesus as my Savior. The fact is that the seed, Jesus Christ, God's Son, lives within me. The saved person is born of God. And 1 John 3:9 says, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God." This is not something that you do to be saved. It's something that takes place with you and in you because you are saved. You have the seed. The Son of God actually lives within you. And if we think of that, then we need to consecrate our bodies, living sacrifices for the Lord. And we're going to see that in chapter 12 of the book of Romans. It's because of the love of God that we are constrained to be what we need to be for God, living righteously and holy before Him and before this lost and dying world. Well, notice here, being justified freely. Freely, literally, as a gift. And it's defined as gratuitously, without a cause in us why it should be given. In other words, there is no reason, except the fact that God loves us, God loves people, and He wants every person to be saved. And salvation is given to you and I as a free gift by His grace, the verse goes on to say. Grace means undeserved kindness, unmerited favor. Ephesians 2:7 says that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. Titus 3:4 says, "But after that the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared." Because of the Savior, God is able to show forth His love and kindness toward man. God's grace equals that which God gives us, which we do not deserve. Notice there's four aspects of justification. Justification by grace, 3:24. Its source is found only in the unmerited and undeserved kindness of God. Justification by blood. Romans 5:9. Its basis is the work which the Savior did on the cross. Romans 5:9 says, much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Justification by faith. Romans 3:28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And we're going to see that later on in Romans chapter 3. Justification by works. James 2:24. Works is evidence to other people, not to God, that we have been declared righteous by the living God. Works does not save anyone. It's a proof. It's an evidence that we have passed from death into life. James 2:24 says, ye see, that's speaking to men, ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Man sees the outward. God sees the inward. God sees the heart. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and then with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Because of salvation we confess the Lord. Verse 25 of Romans 3 says this, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, just speaking of Jesus, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. And once again, this word whom refers to Jesus Christ. And it says, whom God hath set forth. This is publicly. He put Him forth. It's not a secret. The death of Christ was not done in secret. It was publicly witnessed by men and angels, according to the Word of God. And you notice the word propitiation there in that verse, in verse 25. This means satisfied. This is one of the key terms to describe the cross work of Christ. 1 John 4:10 says, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. John 19:30, when Jesus said, it is finished. He had fully satisfied what God has said had to be satisfied. The punishment for sin, the penalty for sin, and Christ was punished and He paid the penalty for our sins when He died on the cross. And notice in our verse, verse 25, it talks about through faith in His blood. The blood refers to Christ's blood as offered on the cross. Well, what Christ did must be personally applied, personally accepted, and personally appropriated by faith. The blood must be applied. You look back later on to Exodus chapter 12 and verse 7. 1 Peter 1:18 says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Your mother and father may have been very good people. They may have lived a good life. But you're not saved through your mother and father. You're not born a Christian simply because you were born in the United States or another country that says they worship God. You're only saved. You only become saved through and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in our verse 25, it talks about the forbearance of God. Romans 5:6 says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. God didn't get in a hurry. He said it was coming. Salvation was coming. Jesus was coming. And in due time, at the right time, Jesus didn't come early. He didn't come late. He came at the right time. He didn't die early. He didn't die late. He died at the right time. He shed His blood for you and I at the right time. Romans chapter 3 and verse 26 says, to declare, I say at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Notice, to declare His righteousness. The cross proved that sin does not go unpunished. God proved that He is not indifferent when it comes to sin. God does deal with sin, and He deals with it severely. Now, the sinner is justified by the substitutionary death of Christ. God is righteous, and His righteousness is proven as sinners are justified by believing Jesus paid the sin debt. Verse 26 once again says, to declare, I say at this time, the righteousness that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. This is speaking of God, his righteousness. He's just and he's the justifier of the person who believes in Jesus. Verse 27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Paul says, where is boasting? Boasting of what? Justification. What has man done to be justified? What does man have to be proud of, Paul's saying? Boasting, it is excluded, Paul says. It's prevented. How is boasting excluded? How is it prevented? Paul says, by the law, by works. Nay, Paul says. No, he says. Boasting is excluded by the law of faith. In Titus 3, 5, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Romans chapter 3 and verse 28 says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Here's Paul's conclusion. Justification is by faith and not by works. Justification by faith was the great cry of the reformers, Martin Luther and others, in contrast to the Roman Catholic religious system which taught justification by works. Notice the word conclude. Therefore we conclude, Paul says. This is the same word as reckon in Romans 6:11. It means that a person has made a calculation based on the facts and has arrived at a safe and solid conclusion that must be firmly believed. Reckon. I believe. This is what I've come up with, in other words. And notice, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without, totally apart from the law. Now my question to you today, we're going to pick up there next week, the next time that we get together, Romans chapter 3, verses 29, starting with verse 29. But my question to you today is, do you know Christ is your Savior? Have you trusted Him without the works of the law? Without trying to be good, without doing good, have you trusted Him fully to save you? And I'm not saying that you shouldn't live a righteous life. I'm saying you're not saved by trying to live a righteous life. I'm saying you're saved by trusting Jesus Christ and Him, in Him and Him alone. For by grace are you saved through faith. Paul's trying to get this across to people as he's writing in the book of Romans. If you do not know Him today as your Savior, ask Him to come into your heart. He will save you by faith if you'll trust Him. If you are saved, you need to be living for Him today. Turn your life over to Him and let Him lead and guide you the way you should go. This is Lewis Woodard. Until the next time, look at our website, lrwm.org. lrwm.org. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer. Jesus has